If you think that only native-born Americans are the one who love music that we've listened to for years in the United States, how about listening to Tina, who was born in Vietnam in 1946 and grew up loving music such as Love Potion No. 9 and The Sounds of Silence. I interview her when she's 66 years old in Tarzana. Listen to what she has to say.
Like around 60-something and 70. The 70, I already start dancing a lot. Like Love Potion No. 9 that I like.
Where were you when you heard that?
I was in my friend's birthday party.
What were you doing?
Oh, then we gather together and then we eat and we drink and we dance. Mostly dancing. It's funny, I have boyfriend and he likes to dance and I don't know how to dance, so I don't want to go. And he trying to ask me and I, you know what I did to him?
No.
So now I feel still very sorry. I take all my clothes, I wet it. I say, I don't have anything to wear.
That's cute.
And then he took me out my clothes. And then I broke my shoe. I said, oh, my shoe broke, I can't go. And he took me out my shoe. So everything he had to do is within that afternoon so we can go for that night.
So that's what that song reminds you of. You didn't go out with him then.
Yeah.
What did you do that night instead?
Oh, to stay home and cry.
Oh, it's okay. What happened to him?
In 1975, the war broke out, so we run away, you know, one way or another, and then I miss him. I lost him. I don't know where he is now. But very much so, I think he's in Hawaii. Every time I go to Hawaii, I try to find him, but no, I can't find him. I only want to see him one time at least, just to say sorry. Did it wrong. But if I say sorry, you know what he told me always? Love never having said sorry.
I'm sorry, so sorry.